Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This was so incredible, Lee, that when I saw it, I thought that this has got to be fake. I mean, this can't be the case, right? Speaker Mike Johnson, head of the Republicans in the House, couldn't possibly have tweeted this. So I had to stop and I had to go look on his account. See, did he really tweet? It's really real.
Okay.
Here's what he wrote. Washington Democrats are now officially threatening a government shutdown unless they get reinstatement of free health care for illegal aliens, $500 million for liberal news outlets and other partisan priorities, funding for surgeries, sex change surgeries, and treatment for minors, totaling a massive $1.5 trillion spending hike tacked onto a simple continuing resolution. So basically budget bill.
No.
Or they'll shut down government. I really want to break this down this morning where this is going. So Chuck Schumer's out there saying, well, it's Trump's fault if it doesn't shut down. And I really hope we message this well. We're terrible about messaging.
Yeah. Republicans, yes.
Yes. Why all of this started? Why is the demand, and they're not even hiding it, for the American people to pay for the future replacement voters' health insurance? Why? That is really specific all of the sudden. Part of it is because the big, beautiful bill cut off all the avenues that Democrats were using to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. Through federal subsidies via the states. They were breaking the law and using loopholes to sign up illegal immigrants. Those loopholes were closed in the big, beautiful bill, right? Well, tie that. I'm going to tell you why they want this. This is an act of desperation. And part of it is because usually Republican leadership, not Trump, but everyone else will give them whatever they want, no matter how crazy. So, hey, might as well ask, right? So that's all going on. But here is what their problem mainly is. And it's this: 2 million illegal immigrants, Lee, have either been deported or self-deported in 250 days since Donald Trump took office. We deported, this country deported, Tom Homan deported 400,000 of them. That's amazing. But the rest left on their own. Why? Wow, you're living in an America where, if you've noticed, there's not like really a lot of jobs. And you have no means to pay for your health care. You are cut off from the system. This is the Democrats going, wait, come back. No, please don't take the free flight out of the country. No, we'll get your health care back. It's at least a signal to illegals. Hey, you might not want to leave now. We'll get you your health care back. They're not hiding it anymore, Lee. This is an open demand. When you think about that, those are their three priorities. They're not even requesting health care for Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Expansion of health care by the government for Americans. I don't support that, but at least it'd be for Americans. No, it's for illegals. But this is good. And the reason is good that they're begging for this. They're saying, hey, we're going to shut down the government. You don't give us our illegal immigrant health care. Is because they are trying to stem the tide. They have already lost 2 million of their replacement voters. And they're terrified.
Well, and they're hemorrhaging more.
Yeah, and they're hemorrhaging actual voters And their problem really is that they are at the point of their agenda that is so radical that people raised in America with even just a scintilla of American culture can't go for it. They need new voters. And this, Lee, is not just an American Democrat problem. This is a worldwide problem. They Yes. are running a worldwide voter drive in Europe. And if you look at censorship, the bulk of it in Europe is people speaking true things about illegal immigrants coming into their countries to replace them. That is what the majority of the 3,000 raids we've seen so far by the National Speech Police in the UK are about. That is why the head of the AfD party in Germany is a convicted criminal. She published on X a screenshot of the rape statistics by illegal immigrant Muslim migrants. The government's own stats, right from their crime analysis. Totally correct. Courts never disputed it was correct. But you can't say it because it oppresses minorities.
Unbelievable.
Who are legally present. Why? They can't have the conversation until they have enough replacement voters for total power in a Chinese
system. Apparently the oppression of the victims of those crimes don't count.
Oh, of course they don't count. I don't care, Jimmy.
See, this is the very thing Trump was talking about yesterday to the useless nations for the General Assembly. I'm sorry, I got to get back to calling it the useless nations again because and that's one of the things that he was saying. You folks don't get anything done. Strongly worded letters and then no follow-up.
Yeah. And absolutely. He said, listen, I stopped 7 wars and you didn't even bother to help.
No,
I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the broken teleprompter.
And the broken teleprompter. You know what, though? They were so afraid he'd say true things. That's why they turned off the teleprompter. So, and he was talking about, look, I mean, I'm ending 7 wars. UN doesn't care. No, they don't. They're waiting around for total power in the form of international government built around speech censorship. They're just waiting around for total power so they can be dictators. They don't care about anything else. But he was saying, look, you haven't done anything. You didn't even help me end 7 wars. But the thing is, Lee, they have done something. They are quite busy, as Trump pointed out. And this is the most devastating part. When he points the finger right at the UN and said, you sponsored for $372 million over 600,000 illegal immigrants to break the law and invade America. So he's calling them out for the international voter drive. This, Lee, in a speech environment that gets freer and freer every day for us, this is going to reverberate, and people are going to hear this who never did before, are going to begin to understand this wasn't an accident. It was an orchestrated international voter drive funded by the UN to crush any dissent or to the Democrat Party. Take a listen.
In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net. We have reasserted that America belongs to the American people, and I encourage all countries to take their own stand in defense of their citizens as well. You have to do that because I see it. I'm not mentioning names. I see it, and I can call every single one of them out. You're destroying your countries. They're being destroyed. Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal.
Every part of that is true.
Yep.
And is factual and is provable. There's nothing he said in that that was actually even hyperbole.
No.
Which that's usually where he goes. But every bit of that was true.
And to do it in a forum like that,
yes,
that gets such publicity and so many views, and in an era where there's X and now YouTube, they're saying that Biden forced them to censor, but they're not doing it anymore. That's the big breaking news today. We'll get into that coming up. People are going to hear this for the first time and understand all of that immigration was not an accident. It was deliberately paid for. And they even paid for, Lee, food, shelter, envelopes, and debit cards of cash, cell phones, everything they needed to invade the country. That's why when they walk over the border, their clothes are clean. They're literally fat after having walked 1,000 miles because they didn't walk. Their transportation was paid for. And they look great. There's not a hair out of place. The UN paid for that. And they used our tax dollars that were given to them by the Democrats, Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. So just really, it's good. People need to understand this. And I got to add one thing. Remember I told you in the last hour, the head of the AfD party, which by the way, I'm polling this week for the first time in all the polls, hit number one political party in Germany by popularity. The head of the AfD party is a convicted criminal for saying exactly what Trump just said there, for talking about illegal migration. Truthfully, she was convicted. The party is not allowed to be seen on social media or to advertise in Germany. And yet it is the number one political party in the polls. And right now the German parliament is debating outlawing the party. No membership or you go to prison. And they're the number one party in the country. And again, their leader is a convicted criminal because she told the truth about illegal migration. So what Trump is doing there is an absolute Charlie Kirk style act of heroism. He is speaking for oppressed people in Germany who can't speak what he said. You say that in Germany, and that got broadcasted in Germany on X. You say that, you go to prison. Think about that. That's why this is so revolutionary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.